Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, the place where we are encouraged to walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. And this is 15-minute empowerment. You are going to be encouraged in that process, encouraged in that walk. Encourage even in your daily activity, the things that God uses to make you strong. He uses our everyday life, everyday situations to make us strong, to build us up, to cause us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is, to cause us to have an understanding about his will for our lives, his word for our lives, and trusting him to be God, trusting and depending on him to do everything that he says, even though we can't see it, always understand it, but know with confidence and assurance that he is God and he will not leave us nor forsaken us, that he's going to always be there, that he's going to cause us to triumph even when we don't understand how. This place of there is the place where it's an Abraham walk. The Bible lets us understand that we are the seed of Abraham when we have the faith of Abraham. And that their place, that Abraham walk, is a walk of divine trust, of seeing what God sees, shows us when we don't see it manifesting at that time in our lives. Believing for the impossible, understanding that God can't lie. And if he's spoken a word to us concerning our destiny, our future, what we will produce, what we will do, then it will surely come to pass. That we will see the demonstration of that, even if we ourselves are not alive or around to enjoy the fullness of it, that it will pass to generations. Because an Abraham walk not only blesses you, but it blesses the generations that will come through you and flow through you. It blesses anyone that you will impact. So some of the things that you were experiencing in an Abraham blessing or Abraham walk have to do with generations. Setting up something for generations, commanding something to be established for generations. You yourself will be blessed. You yourself will feel and know God's presence, but there are generations that will understand and know God's blessings on their life because of your walk of faith, of obedience unto the will of God. We've been studying the book of Proverbs, studying about wisdom, walking in that wisdom, learning about wisdom and so many different aspects of life. And the book of Proverbs teaches us. It is a book of parables that are filled with grace, and it is a book that teaches us how to act and be skilled in every area of our life, in every situation. It is God's wisdom downloaded into Solomon, so to speak, and Solomon wrote it out so that we would know how to act skillfully and act accordingly in wisdom in every area. We can all attest that there have been areas in our lives that we did not know how to act. We were not skillful in solving problems and situations and conversations and handling certain things. And because of that, more damage was done because of our ignorance or our ability not to solve the problem, handle it the right way, relate, build relationships, act accordingly in corporate situations. Because of that, we've seen there have been places that we did not prosper, did not have what God says, did not have the manifestation. But that book of Proverbs is there, along with the word of God, to help us grow and to become all that God says. Today we want to talk about that wisdom again, talk about how to apply that wisdom. Everything that God does in our lives grows us, matures us, and takes us higher. And as we grow, as we mature, as we become, as we develop, the wisdom of God has got to also develop in us. It's got to be stretched in us. And you have to understand that that wisdom is there because now that we're getting ready to encounter something or deal with something or walk into something that we've never experienced before, we need the wisdom of God. God tells Joshua to have courage, to take on courage, to be brave and courageous. And he tells him this because he's now getting ready to face, getting ready to do what he's never done before. And he's going to need the courage of God, the be courageous in God, but also wisdom. because he's now going to deal with millions of people and bring them into the place of possessing. He's now going to have to be for them and to them a leader that shows them, retrains them in principles that they themselves saw their parents walk in. Abraham was shown something that he himself did not, would not walk in, but the demonstration of that, his faith would develop, and he would see by faith the materialization of that promise. And Joshua is fulfilling, walking in and fulfilling that which God showed Abraham. The wisdom to take them into and possess had to be more than what Moses did, because Moses was not the same type of leader as Joshua. Joshua was a military strategist. He was a military leader, and he taught the people how to build their own centrums instead of asking God to take it out of walk. He taught them how to go in and possess, where Moses pacified them in certain aspects, and they depended on Moses for everything. Joshua taught them how to depend on God, how to walk in a corporate order, authority, and also how to possess what God told them, how to go in and get it, how to go in and make sure that they secured the promise of God, because it was already done. God had already promised him. So he needed wisdom in how to do that, how to lead the people. Even when we look at David, David needed the wisdom of God to lead God's people. And he learned that wisdom as he grew, as he developed. The more God trusted him, the more he needed the wisdom of God. The more he relied on the wisdom of God, the more he depended on the wisdom of God to handle the situations, to deal with the people, to deal with conflict, to train the men that worked, that were in war with him, how to be wise, how not to be like everyone else. He needed wisdom in how to take the people in a place they needed to go, how to make them successful. He needed the wisdom of God, even in all that. That doesn't make them perfect men, but they relied on God's wisdom and God's direction. We ourselves need that same direction in everyday lives to make proper decisions, and we have to apply that wisdom so that the enemy doesn't steal from us valuable treasures, whether that's direction, insight, whether that's giving us what we need, instructions for where we're going. The enemy steals from us when we walk in ignorance, when we don't allow the instruction or the wisdom of God to be known. The Bible lets us know that people suffer for lack of knowledge, that we suffer, we go through, and where there's a lack of knowledge at, in an area in your life where there's a lack of knowledge, where there's a lack of understanding, where there's a lack of wisdom, the enemy comes in and he steals from us because we don't know, we can't apply, we can't walk in, we can't possess, we can't change in that area. And because of that, he causes us to suffer in that area. But when there is knowledge, when there's information, when there's wisdom, when there's understanding, we go in and we possess by that knowledge, that wisdom, that understanding, all that is ours. We conquer, we possess. We make better. We make changes. So wisdom is needed, and the enemy knows that when we lack wisdom, he can outsmart us in areas where we need the wisdom of God to show us and demonstrate to us certain things. Don't take wisdom lightly. Wisdom is there for us, and God is getting ready to trust many of us in many areas to walk in and possess some things and to change some things and to do some things. And we need that wisdom. As you grow, as you develop, as you go into and possess different places in your career, maybe it's a position, maybe it's more responsibility, maybe it's a new title, you're going to need the wisdom of God, dealing with people, dealing with situations, dealing in how to problem solve, dealing with different characters that you might encounter. You're going to need the wisdom of God. When it's in your house, raising your children when they're small, when they become teenagers, when problems arise, with dealing with school issues or community issues or different things that they're going to face, you're going to need the wisdom of God. And that wisdom is available for us. Dealing in our marriages, dealing in relationship with people, dealing with ministry, we need the wisdom of God. How we handle it, how we solve problems, how we deal with people, how we deal with unexpected things, these things need the wisdom of God. It's available to us. It's a very present help, just like the Holy Spirit. But we have to allow that wisdom to go in and to speak to us, and we have to obey and listen clearly and precisely. And all of our getting understanding about how we need to handle, how we need to deal, how we need to speak,